All right, welcome to this week's Ogden Avalanche Update featuring the one and only Ben Botter. Drink beer, pet dogs, Ben Botter. So a storm's coming this weekend, fingers crossed, we hope.
Because
it's been so dry, you know, and what are we seeing out there as far as any avalanche concerns?
You know, avalanche concern as a general is pretty low right now, and that's just the low snow that we've had. It's going to be a mixed bag for what happens with this storm, you know, depending on how much water weight we get and how it comes in, really. But conditions are pretty mixed out there. The southerlies, there's areas that are, you know, full on melt freeze. And then some of the northerlies still have good protected snow. People are still finding a good, somebody said the other day, a pocket of turns here and there, 3-4 good fun turns. But the couple times I was out last week, it's a really a mixed bag. It really depends on finding those really sheltered, soft spots. But lots of crusts mixed in, lots of melt freeze. It got warm. like Seth said last week, it got warm and then it got cold. And we just kind of had a mixed bag. So a lot of the snow surface, we're going to have some near surface faceting, meaning that snow has kind of gone bad or sugary. And then how that interfaces with the snow coming up, that's really going to depend on how everything comes in and how heavy, but I'd expect things to rise pretty quickly as we get this next storm if it develops.
Oh, were you looking at like late Friday, early Saturday into even Tuesday or Wednesday of next week, quite possibly, right?
Yeah, and you can pull up that slide that I sent you. And if you're looking at this is just the plumes from weather.utah.edu. This is the University of Utah Atmospheric Science site. And you can see kind of the predictions of the weather that's going to come up. So by the 9th, we're looking, you know, close to by the means of an inch to 2 inches of water, which in the Ogden Mountains could mean anywhere from 10, 20, 30 inches of snow.
Man, we need it. We need it bad.
We'll see how it actually develops and how things actually come in. The pressure, you know, as we kind of come out of this high pressure, we'll see what happens, but yeah, we definitely need it. The air could use a refresh. The snow could use a refresh. Things could definitely get sporty starting like the 7th, 8th as that storm really develops and starts to put down some snow.
Okay. Awesome. Anything else you want to touch on?
No, not really. Pray for snow if you haven't burned a pair of skis yet.
Pray for snow. Make these updates a little more interesting than like it hasn't snowed.
Yeah, I know. I got really excited early, like November 15th or so. We started getting snow. And I was like, oh, it could be here to stay. And then nothing since, really. I think we've had those couple big storms and maybe 3 inches or a couple inches after that, but nothing of note.
Yeah, here's hoping this weekend is the beginning to like the rest of winter and it just snows through April or something. So
yeah. I mean, the biking's been really good from what I hear.
Shoreline biking. Yeah. You could hike Malin's on New Year's and it's not that bad.
So 50 in town the other day. And I was like, what's going on?
Pretty wild. Yeah. And for those in town who don't like snow and in winter, they're loving this. So, you know, it is what it is, but thanks Ben so much. That's this week's weekly update. We're going to kick off the B Street speaker series here, not next week, but the week after, I believe. Correct.
I think that's right.
I hope. Anyway, go to Ogden Avalanche website and or the Instagram for all the updates. Stay tuned, and we'll see you next week on Ogden Avalanche Update. Cheers. Thanks.